For young Muslim Americans who want to respect that Islamic tradition, there is an alternative to arranged marriages, professional matrimonial networks. NPR's Asma Khalid visited one such organization called Companionships, founded by an imam and his wife in Northern Virginia.
40 singles mingle over dinner. At one table, a former Southern Baptist with a fiery red beard talks about how he once wanted to become a preacher. Nearby sits an engineer. She's the daughter of Indian immigrants. Her long, black, Bollywood-esque hair swoops over her gold hoop earrings. Across the room, an African-American woman wearing a headscarf chats with a man from Cuba. Everyone here tonight shares a common thread. They're Muslim, and their tradition teaches that getting married is a large part of the faith. So they've come tonight to fulfill that religious duty, but also to see whether they'll find a match.
I'm looking for, you know, a soulmate, but it's just so hard to meet people nowadays.
That's Hafsa Ghulam, the engineer. She's in her late 20s. She never thought Muslim singles events would work, but she's beginning to change her mind. It's a Wednesday, and tonight she's battled rush hour traffic to get here. Her parents have been relentless about her finding a man.
Out of all of my siblings, there's four of us. They're all either married or engaged, and I'm the only one, so the pressure is really on now. They're like, you have to find a man. And, you know, my mom's always like, why don't you just go to India? Go find a guy in India. And I'm like, no, let's just try to stick to somebody here. It's just so much easier.
The night begins with a round of bingo, Islamic style, with questions like, what do you enjoy about Ramadan? Within a few minutes, it's time for the evening prayer. Imam Majid and his wife Amara founded the Companionships organization in 2003. They say it fills a void for American Muslims. According to Amara,
it's different from American society where you go into a restaurant or you go into a store, you know, you go into any segment of the community and you can find somebody who's single and just start a conversation. For us as practicing Muslims, there needs to be a platform that brings us all together in one room at one time so that we can identify who amongst us is single. You don't know that just by looking in a mosque.
Bathsheba Philpott agrees that mosques, where the sexes are segregated, aren't ideal for meeting guys. She's in her mid-30s and converted to Islam 10 years ago.
Mingling of the sexes is not really, you know, something that is, you know, easy, or it's not something that is embraced. It's generally the opposite. So I think if you're just attending prayers on Friday, just coming out for community events like that, it can be difficult because you tend to gravitate toward the same sex.
For Imam Majid, the social and religious factors of marriage go hand in hand.
We teach in the program some aspect of what Islamic marriage look like. We use the Holy Quran, teaching that the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and we explain the responsibility of husband and wife from Islamic perspective.
As she closes the night, Amara offers a few words of encouragement for her guests.
Contact me. Say, Amara, I'd like you to follow up with this brother that I met here last night. Let me know and let me work for you. This is not a business that intends to keep you all as clients for a long time. Our business is about getting you off of our clientele list.
Within minutes, Hafsa gives Amara her email address. She thinks she may have met a special someone here tonight. Asma Khalid, NPR News.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.